bright signs of a fairly healthy job market. Retail sales fell a seasonally adjusted 0.2% last month. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning.
Good morning.
7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here on the 14th of April, which means tomorrow, the 15th of April. Tax day.
Oh, boy.
But you don't have to turn them in until Monday, I don't think. And Monday is kind of like the day after Easter, so I'm not sure that you have to turn it in then either.
We should find that out. If our tax experts...
Ours are already filed.
Our tax experts are listening. No, we don't have our phone with us if you text us, but maybe you can go online, or you can call in. Jared will answer, 605-4567. If you call in, we won't put you on the air. We'll just know. If you put... If you mail your taxes on Saturday...
Are you given a grace period? No, you can mail them on Monday because Saturday's a non-work day.
Okay, so before you give that information to be correct, let's make sure it is.
Pretty sure. Okay. Then they have to be mailed the day before, and I guess you could mail them on Saturday, but it doesn't. They aren't picked up. Good morning, everybody. Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. You know Linda's back today. Now it's 8 minutes after the hour.
You have to argue about everything.
530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning there, Jared.
Good morning.
Jared's glad you're back because last week I was putting him on the spot.
Oh, well.
And Jared goes, you know, on a break, he goes, you know, I'd rather not talk about
that. Well, you were there, right?
Yes, and I think that I did come on Friday, by the way.
That's right, you were. Okay.
Yeah, I did my show on Thursday night and did come on Friday. And this week has been, by the way, everybody, y'all, did you want to continue that thought or with Jared?
Not anymore.
Okay. Well, this week has been, I know for a lot of people, they're tying up on taxes, and the weather's been interesting. We'll get to the weather in a moment. But, you know, it's about spring planting and, you know, animals and everything for us. It always is. And issues going on that need attending to. So appreciate all the people that have – I want to do a shout-out to Dr. Bond, who was there to help with Snooki. She had a little issue going on, so they got me right in. So we were – she's good. She's better for anybody worried. And I know our Pet of the Week gal is here, Kay. She's been asking us about it. But before we go there, let's talk about our temperature. Our current temperature is 34, believe it or not. Woo! Doesn't feel like that outside right now. But our highs today, we're going to be 63. And tomorrow's partly cloudy with our lows of 43. Tomorrow calls for... this is exciting for folks are coming up to visit. I know we have a house full. Mostly sunny tomorrow with our highs of 71. Saturday night's mostly cloudy with our lows of 46. Now, Sunday, we do have rain likely. You may think about doing your Easter egg hunt on Saturday and doing your church stuff on Sunday. That'll be fun. And Sunday night, rain likely, mainly after 11 a.m. And mostly cloudy with lows of around 47. That's our weekend forecast with the way it looks. Tomorrow's clear. Sunday is going to be showers and rain, but it should be a beautiful day to attend church still and do your Easter thanks. Thanks for our lives here. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Shall we go to our pet of the week?
Well, she's sitting here being very patient.
I am. I was sitting. Hello, I was Amy. Waiting for a treat. No one gave me a treat, like, even though I'm sitting nice.
Our director of Pet of the Week. And is our dog a she or a he?
Our dog is a he.
Okay.
Yes. So I have today, I have Cricket, and I also have an answer to your tax question, maybe.
Okay.
I don't want to butt in.
Oh, no, you can butt in.
Please.
But if you choose to file it with an agency, you can file on the 15th. They're all open.
Okay.
So tomorrow is National Tax Day, and that's I will be, and a few others, and a slew of adoptable dogs will be with me at H&R Block tomorrow on Pacelli.
How cute is that?
Yeah, it is. It's going to be.
What a great tie-in. Turn in your taxes and adopt a dog.
Right, exactly. And H&R Block has been really generous to give any new clients that come in that day. So if they're brand new clients that come in on Saturday, they're going to donate $20 towards Haven Humane for every new client that they'll have, which is really awesome. And we're also doing Stuff the Bus right now with KRCR and a couple other, you know, local businesses. So if you bring in non-perishable items, food items, it's $25 off of your adoption. So
that's great.
Yes, really awesome. And that's going on from now to May 12th. So it's going to be a good time. You're going to help, you know, people in the North State, you know, those less fortunate, and you're going to help an animal. So it's a win-win all around.
So tomorrow you're at H&R Block with a slew of pets that can be adopted.
Yes, and I'll be there between 10 and 2.
10 and 2. And where is this located again?
It's a location on Pacelli Lane.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
It's close to Liquor Barn in that section right there.
Okay,
yeah.
So today you have Cricket.
So today, yes, I have Cricket. Cricket is a 4-year-old terrier mix. He's mixed with something. He's an enigma.
He's got a long body like a chihuahua, but he's big, you know.
But he's got the ears, and I'm not sure what he is 100%. I'll tell you what he is, though. He's cute.
He's cute, and he's calm.
He's calm. He's about 4 years old, so he's, you know, he's past his puppy stage.
Mm-hmm.
He enjoys riding in cars. He does really well on a leash. He does good with other dogs and cats and kids. You know, older, respectful kids, 8 and up is what he's mm-hmm. but he's very tolerant, so I could see him going with somebody even younger than that.
He knows you're talking about him.
He does.
He looks up.
He perked right up.
Yeah, perked right up and looked at you like.
Okay, now he's black and he's quiet and he's small enough to be in a home, but he's not a teacup.
No.
So,
no,
you know,
yeah.
That he don't have to worry about, if, you know, him sitting jumping into a car or stepping on him or something
Right. And he actually really does enjoy the car.
Now
it's been his favorite part of the day.
Now he's up with his head in your lap, licking your
feet. Yeah, today he likes.
He's a couch dog.
Yeah, he liked to have me hold him like a baby and he'd put his head back so I could scratch his chin and he just. Love that. So he's really
well. Who wouldn't love that, Amy? Come
I know.
On.
Anybody.
Come on.
I know.
Okay, better watch out. Jared will be over there in your lap.
I know. I was just going to ask. Back. Jared, do you need a chin scratch? Because I'm open.
Chin scratch. All right. So tomorrow. So again, Pet of the Week today. We have Cricket, and you can go to Haven Humane today. Adoptable as of today.
Adoptable as of today, mm-hmm. Yes. He is ready to
how
go
How did
home.
You do with last week's pet?
Now I have to remember what last week's pet was.
No, I think you had a chihuahua.
He had
him in his coat.
He actually has not been adopted yet, but only because he had a cold.
Did
so
he?
He's,
okay.
Yeah, he's recuperating from
good.
His cold.
Okay.
He has a couple more days on medicine, but he's still adoptable. A lot of people don't realize that just because they have to take, you know, their antibiotics to make sure they don't get sick, he can still go home.
It's just like people.
Yeah.
You know, we do get better.
We do. We all, and it is just pretty much the common cold in dogs, and it happens. So.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
You know, like, yeah, Elk Killer was down, like we said. Elk Killer was.
Oh, boy, that scared us.
Had a upset stomach, and then Dr. Bond gave her a shot and gave her some pills and
antibiotic juice.
Antibiotic and said
liquid stuff.
Don't feed her. You know, let her stomach just settle and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So
It's kind of the same thing when you have the stomach flu. The first thing you don't want to do is eat because it's kind of harsh. So.
And she didn't. And so, and that's when it's the first time since we've ever had her that she doesn't want to eat. So.
She did not want to eat and didn't want to have a bone or a little piece of cheese.
She would drink water.
All of her little sweet things that she loves, you know, like her treats is what I meant. She just looked at, and I just thought, okay, we were starting to get like she was lethargic. I just worried, oh, God,
well,
please have some.
It's kind of like your kids. You just know. You know. You know when they don't feel good.
Okay. Amy, where can they go?
Go to Haven Humane, 7449 East Side Road. Give us a call, 241-1653.
Tomorrow?
Come see me tomorrow.
On Bocelli?
Yeah, on Bocelli Lane at the H&R Block.
H&R Block.
Thank you.
Thanks bring in some non-perishable items.
Great.
We have a really big event coming up the weekend after this one coming up. It seems like it's about the season, so we're going to have a lot of announcements for really fun activities out in the community, the Whole Earth and Watershed Festival.
Oh, yeah,
Festival.
The Watershed Festival. Oh,
yeah, we're definitely going to be there, and I'm really excited. The rock climbing wall, they have like a beer garden, like climb the wall and then go to the beer garden. You know, do it in that order.
Yeah, do it in that order.
Yeah,
don't do
it
in the other order.
It's a really cool event. I'm really excited to be a part of it.
The last thing is you didn't. Yeah, you don't want to have somebody. Never mind. The visuals that just went out. I don't want to share them on the air, but I.
Okay.
If you lived inside my head, you'd be tired too. Have a good one. Hey, by the way, we're going to be talking a lot of headlines today. We have tickets to give away for the Red Bluff Roundup. Lots of those this morning. But I'll tell you what. How wonderful to know. We've got guests, you know, a house full of people coming, and there's been just a lot of, you know, I don't want to say drama and trauma, but your dog and things that are going on. It's just so nice to know that when you go at the end of the day and you adjust your sleep number setting to whatever you feel is appropriate for your body to rest, it is the best gift you can give to yourself, and that's a good night's sleep. My sleep number setting, I've been maintaining mine at 40, but every now and then I change it, but last night it was 40.
My sleep number setting hasn't changed too much. It's still 60. But right now, you've got a chance to buy a Queen mattress. Starts at only $899.99. It's been, of course, you know, we've been telling you what a great bed it's been. J.D. Powers has ranked it highest in customer satisfaction for 2 years in a row. And right now, heading down to the Target Shopping Center, you can save $500 to $1,000 on selected beds, plus up to 40% on clearance pillows. And we have those pillows, and they are absolutely fabulous to sleep on. Sleep number, head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go down and see Brian Janice or any of the pros down there and let them show you why you need a Sleep Number mattress. We'll be right back with Preston Sharp.
It's raining diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs with 600 of the toughest cowboys. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, and wild pony riding, rodeo clowns, and more. Friday night, brought to you by Food Max and Tri-Counties Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music of Northern Heat. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank and Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12 and rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by Nashville recording artist Granger Smith.
If the boot fits.
Whoa, whoa. And Sunday is St. Elizabeth's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebaugh. It's 14th of April, next tomorrow, tax day. I guess we should be playing Take Me Away. 7:21 in the morning here at Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460. 34 degrees out there, going up to 63 today. Looks like it may not rain. Wouldn't that be nice? Hey, you know who we have in the studios?
You know what I was going to say first?
What?
It's that it's, you know, I mean, doing your taxes is kind of like having your flu shot. Or having to do a shot, you just have to look at it with a different state of mind. Like I have to do this. It's part of my existence on this, being an American, and I have to pay my taxes. So rather than having it be a big old black hole and fear, just, you know.
Oh no, I didn't complain about it. I'm just saying it's tomorrow's tax day, and if you want to live in this country, you've got to pay taxes on it. Just some people pay more than others. And but this is for another discussion. We don't even want to get into that because we're here with Preston Sharp.
But speaking of a great American.
One of the heroes of the country.
Yeah.
Now, Preston, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, a quick synopsis of Preston Sharp is about a year ago, he was out at his grandfather's gravesite on Veterans Day. He was out there taking a flower, and he noticed that nobody else, there were no flags and flowers out there. And he said, why isn't this?
Right? Is that the story?
Yeah.
And then Preston, you made a big change, didn't you?
Yeah, now I've placed over 16,000 flags and flowers on veterans' grave sites.
So that day when you were there placing, was it a flag? It was a flag on your grandfather's grave site, right?
Mm-hmm.
You looked around, and how did that make you feel?
It made me feel like sick to my stomach because our veterans weren't being honored.
And so you went home, was it that night, or was it a week, or was it 2 weeks, that this idea began to bloom inside of you, that you were going to do something about it?
It was that night I started. I had a jar, and raising money from, like, my mom's friends, like, when they came over, and they donated, and then I bought flags and just started at the Reading Memorial Cemetery.
And what would you say to your mom's friends? So what would be, I see the jar right here. We have a, like a little jam jar, you know, one of the ball jam jars. You put up jam in these things. So what would you say to your mom's friends? I want to hear the spiel. I want to hear like the sales pitch.
Well, that's not a regular jar. We couldn't find our regular jar, but,
but that one will work, right?
Yeah.
So, okay.
Just wondering what you would say to her friends, like, okay, this is what happened to me, and I need you to put money in this because I feel this way. We need to do that.
Can you donate to Flags and Flowers? We would really appreciate it so I could get started.
Fantastic. I am so
proud of
you.
Hand me the jar over there. I'm just emptying my pockets. It's not a lot, but you know what? We're a radio station.
16,000?
Yeah.
So do you go after school or do you load your car up and go, you know, does the flag, you, they have you on speed dial for the flag shop or how does that work?
Yeah, every Sunday I go out and honor veterans at a cemetery. Last Corning, I went and placed all of my flags so I have no more. And
so now we're having a flag, we're having a flag fundraiser, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and where's that going to be, buddy?
The Elks Lodge.
Okay, the Elks Lodge right here in town.
Yeah.
Off of Benton.
What day and what night?
Saturday and...
Come on, Mom. Help us out.
It's tomorrow.
Oh, just tomorrow. Okay, Saturday.
Oh.
Okay, it's going to... That's
Saturday.
What time's it going to start?
9.
9 o'clock tomorrow morning. You can come by the Elks Lodge and just donate or what?
Yeah, basically.
You know what, this is, you know, not to put you on the spot, and it's because, you know, you're very passionate about it, and for all of our listeners, I mean, this kid, 16,000 flags, that's in a lot of mom time, too, but, you know, it's kind of, it's something becomes, it's bigger than you, and if, you know, Oprah was still on the air, you know, she would be interviewing you, because this is a really big deal. Like, what inspires somebody to do something great that, especially, how old are you, Preston?
10. Wait, 11.
11. So when you started this, you were what, 9 or 10?
10.
So you were 10 years old, and this you've started this movement. You have done 16,000 flags. That means 16,000, and you probably have friends that help you. Mm-hmm. But 16,000 grave sites, when you think about that, that's huge. And now you have some big other places that you're going.
Yeah.
Okay, now, are there going to be people like... Les Baugh and Sheriff Pasinko. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Got it now. Okay. There's going to be a barbecue going on. Sheriff Pasinko's going to be there barbecuing. Les Baugh's going to be there barbecuing. Raffle, prizes, all types of stuff like that's going on. So you come on by around 9 o'clock in the morning, you bring some cash, and you buy stuff, and all this money goes right back into the fund for putting flowers and flags on the grave. Right, buddy?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a little bit early here.
What's your goal? What's your goal, Preston?
Oh, my goal this year is to place flags with flowers from here, from Redding to Sacramento.
And
on all the graves?
Yeah.
Wow, because there's Willows and Williams and so many different cemeteries.
So far, he's made it to Corning.
This what?
So far, I've made it to Corning.
Okay, so you made it to Corning. So there's a few more towns down the way there. Okay, so 16,000 flags and flowers. And what it also, I tell you what else it does is this. It raises the awareness of a lot of people who believe like you do, but they just, you know, they just hasn't, you know, nobody's tapped on their psyche or nobody's put it in front of their face that says, hey, this is the right thing to do. And you started that when you were 10, 9 or 10?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're 11 now. And by the way, you've grown a lot in a year since the last time you were here. So, but what it's done, too, is it's gathered people around you that want to help. So with this, with the tomorrow, then, a bocce ball tournament, a Shasta Support Services is going to be there. They are going to have raffle prizes, Sheriff Bosenko and Les Baugh at the barbecue. I can't just imagine them barbecuing, but it ought to be funny. And there's probably, is there a cost for the barbecue, or do we know?
Yeah, $8.
$8. Okay, so but all that money goes
towards the flags.
Toward the flags and flowers. All right, here's
and
everybody's
chance.
We started
chance. On your little jar
and
today.
It,
so.
And it starts at 9 o'clock, and it's going to go through
when? What time?
Three.
What
3 o'clock.
9 to 3. Okay. So tomorrow, everybody, you want to slide on through there at the Elks Lodge, right down off of Benton. Just pull in there, and you can have a barbecue lunch or dinner for $8. It goes from 9 to 3. You can Sheriff Tom Basenko and Supervisor Les Baugh will be there barbecuing. They have a bocce ball tournament. There's going to be raffles. There's going to be a lot of things happening, and it all goes to a super great cause for Preston Sharp and his mission to put a flag on every veteran's grave between here and Sacramento.
And so, Preston, before we have to take our break, thank you so much. And thanks, Mom, you know, really, for all that you do. It's Easter break. And
thanks,
so,
Matt.
So if what has this year meant for you, the fact that you placed 16,000 flags? Do you feel proud? Do you get gratification? Tell our listeners what it's meant for you.
Well, yeah, I feel proud and feel like confident when I'm doing it, and I'm just glad that our veterans can be honored.
All right. I think that's a good way.
Made our weekend. Yep. Really. Thank you so much.
Okay, everybody, remember, tomorrow at the Elks Lodge right here in town, over down by the river. Just come on by between 9 and 3. You can donate to this super cause of putting flags and flowers on every veteran's grave between here and Sacramento, maybe raising the awareness of the sacrifices that veterans have made for this country, who've done it proudly, by the way. And they would be proud of you. I'm telling you right now, they'd be proud of you, President Sharp, because we all are. All right, we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
A young woman working long hours can't wait to be home with her small children. They are her joy, her love, and her inspiration. But she can't go home. Home is not safe. Where does she go? How does she protect her children? Each month, One Safe Place protects over 125 victims of domestic violence. Join us on Saturday, May 6th for Walk a Mile in Her Shoes at 9 a.m. at the Red Lion Hotel on Hilltop to support One Safe Place. You don't need high heels, just a heart to help. Visit ospshasta.org for more information.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Yeah, 2620 Larkspur Lane, or just give them a call at 226-8350. The only place where you will seek out and receive the very best in-home health care. Home Helpers. Sharon Clark's business is just simply outstanding. She cares. I couldn't think of another place I would go to take care of my parents.
than home helpers. 226-8350. We're here now. We're going to be talking Reading Grange, but with Johnny T.
Good morning,
who's usually here talking to us about
Hi, John.
Sons of Italy and Asphalt Cowboys and everything, but today it's Reading Grange.
That's it, and thank you for having me on this morning, even though I have to follow that rock star Preston.
Yeah, and then you've got Miss Reading Rodeo behind you.
Exactly.
Oh, boy, this is like Love Friday. Your Community Friday.
It's All-Star Day, it sounds like, except for me, so I'll fill in the blanks.
No, you're always an All-Star.
But listen, Preston has been to the Sons of Italy Lodge, a.k.a. the Reading Grange.
Right.
And I think a lot of people don't realize that is the Reading Grange. Sons of Italy's had a working relationship for 30 years, and Preston and his mom have been down there. We've been supporting them, and a couple of our members have gone out with him to the cemeteries and helped out with that. So it was good to see Preston again. He got another donation from me on the way out.
Oh, great.
So.
Yeah, you know what I do is I throw a bunch of rumpled dollar bills into it because it makes it look like it's more money.
You did better than I didn't have anything smaller than 10 on me, so he got me pretty good this morning.
Whoa.
Well deserved, though.
Well, that's because you're Johnny T, and you probably run all the garbage services in the whole area.
Hey, I can't talk about that. That's business.
Yeah. Right.
Now, next Sunday, April 23rd, you are having a spaghetti feed fundraiser, and that's to benefit your scholarship fund. Which, tell us about your scholarship fund.
Exactly. Well over 20 years now, the Little Reading Grange has been able to put on a fundraiser and put out two $1,000 scholarships for a couple of very deserving seniors in high school here.
Oh,
great
cool.
Kids. If you sit on the committee and you read about these kids, it really gives you a lot of faith in them, a lot of hope for these kids. And we're trying to help them out, get them into college. And, again, this is our one and only fundraiser. And it's a great meal. Don't plan on cooking that day. There's going to be spaghetti meatballs and fresh salad and garlic bread, homemade desserts. A lot of our local vendors have been giving us some good door prizes. We have a great raffle going on. Our support from Lulu's Fine Dining, Al's Saw Shop, Valley Ace Hardware, Grocery Outlets, Tractor Supply, and others. So
wow.
It's a fun day. So
it
between
is.
4 and 7 on Sunday, the 23rd of April, please come on down and support us. Help
spaghetti
us help the
with
kids.
Meatballs.
We've got the meatballs down. You know that.
Oh, man.
Love
been
it.
There. I tell you what, I've been there. I've eaten them. You know what? And you know what? And the ones that are left over, bocce ball tournament. Okay, they're not.
They're not
okay.
They don't drop that much.
They don't. Okay.
But you've been down there with the Sons of Italy events over the years. You've been down there Sons of Italy, and the
well,
Reading Grange supports Wings of Angels. I know you've been there for that one. So over the years, everybody knows the Sons of Italy Lodge. And the Reading Grange. So,
and if they don't, let's just pretend that we have new listeners that maybe have just moved into town because there are lots of people moving in. Where's the Reading Grange?
Let's walk them down there or drive them down there. Just head down through Market Street, heading south. Market Street turns into Highway 273. A landmark place, Valley Ace Hardware, is on the right-hand side at the light there. Then very next right-hand turn is Kenyon with a K. Turn right. Go down another block, Kenyon, it's Cedars, and there it is. You can't miss it.
All right.
Reading Grange.
There it is, and it's a big parking area there.
Yeah.
You can't miss it. And you can. And it's going to be, it's going to be a great spaghetti dinner.
It's guaranteed.
Probably a lot of history with the Reading Grange.
The Reading Grange, I think the chart on the wall starts about 1939. I think they got that property donated in the early 50s. I went into the records and I found the building records for 52, but I have a feeling those might have been grandfathered up.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help but think, and I heard stories of guys coming back from WW2 and being at the Grange.
Yeah.
But that's what I found out, and they started leasing it. It used to be the dance hall, just like most Reading Grange. That was a community center.
Right.
Dances and weddings. And
the Grange was a group of farmers.
Exactly.
And it was almost like your first co-ops.
Is that correct?
And they get together and they put their crops together and all this.
Like in the city of Tennant, when we were going through Tennant outside of, the fishing lodge up there, they had a Grange. And so I was just curious.
Most of the farm communities had.
Okay.
No, that's exact. It was set up. They're called the Patrons of Husbandry. And it was to help the farmers work together, be prosperous, successful in their businesses, family business, but also do community events. Be a group in the community making a difference and doing good works. And that's what they've continued to do.
They
in
have.
All these little towns, there's all these little Granges throughout the states, hundreds of them.
Well, this is great.
You played in the Grange in the 60s. Used to climb the hill behind it. It's a very traditional place, one of our listeners. Okay, so we're talking about the 23rd at Reading Grange at 4850 Cedars Road, a big spaghetti feed fundraiser to benefit the scholarship fund, which is going to end up with two $1,000 scholarships to local students. It's going to be Sunday, April 23rd from 4 to 7 p.m. Eat in or take out. So you can just come in and eat right there?
That's another good point. Thank you, Carl, for reminding me. Yeah. If you're busy on that day, just stop on by and we'll put together a nice meal and a
to-go
box and off you go. You just don't want to cook that day.
Yeah,
it'd be silly to do so.
Yeah, 4 to 7 p.m., which is great. It's perfect time. You know, you've been out. Maybe people have been churching and golfing and whatever, mm-hmm. and they're like, you know, let's just go get some spaghetti and – we don't feel like, you know, let's just take
the
kids.
Come on back from the $12, Red Bluff Rodeo.
$12 per person and $5 for kids 12 years of age, under 12.
Okay.
And why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? Okay, Johnny T. Thanks
Thank
a lot, buddy.
So
we'll talk
much.
About it again before
All right.
then.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay, here we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Miss Reading Rodeo.
Did you...
It's raining diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Lawlessness. The cause of lawlessness is the absence of godly moral values. Godly moral values are absolute and unchangeable. This absence of godly morals is the result of the deliberate killing of God in the hearts and minds of people, beginning with our children. This is done by corrupt leaders so that they are the ones who decide what is morally right or wrong. Look around you. What you see is the result of this kind of moral decay. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
It's rodeo time! Steer wrestling, team roping, saddle bronc riding, barrel racing, and of course, bull riding. The 2017 Reading Rodeo is coming, and our own Reading Rodeo is the 2016 Hall of Fame inductees. And you can be there this year for all the action-packed fun. Get your advance tickets at ReadingRodeo.com and click on tickets. We will see you and all of your friends at the 2017 Reading Rodeo, May 17th through the 20th. That's ReadingRodeo.com.
Dirt, mud, and dust, and beer. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It is 18 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 14th of April. About 38 degrees going up to 63 today. Looks like it could be a pretty good day. Might get a little rain, I guess. Rain tomorrow, though, but clearing on Saturday. And then rain
are clearing a little bit on clear on Sunday, and then Monday I think we're going back to rain a little bit. Weather report's always brought to you by. I keep saying I think I might it might because I don't know what the weather's going to do. It just changes dramatically.
Well, I have it in front of me, so it is the National Weather Service that does give our predictions.
They're always right.
Okay.
Hey, weather reports, though, it's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. And we just heard it. It was just announced in our advertising right there is that Reading Rodeo is back in town pretty soon, next month. And so with us, we have Mr. Rick Williams and
Jackie Scarry.
Miss Reading Rodeo 2017.
Yes, I mean, we were. I was waiting. Carl, you just took over, so I was like, okay, you go for it. So Jackie Scarry is our 2017 Miss Reading Rodeo. Congratulations!
Thank you so much.
So wonderful to have you, and this is your first radio interview.
We're very first.
We're honored, and you're just beautiful. So excited to find out about you and Rick. Always, Mister in charge of everything with the rodeo. When you're in the room and we know that you're putting on the Reading Rodeo, we feel safe.
Well, thanks. But I don't do it by myself.
I know it takes a team, but you're the face of the team. And you're also the guy out there leveling the dirt in the middle of the rodeo. I mean, that's, you know, you're doing everything but like making the costumes.
He's raking the arena. And you know what? Rick, you know, knows us. We've known him for so long. As he comes by, you think Rick will wave at us? No, because Rick is fixated on making sure that arena is perfect.
Yeah, because if Rick gets involved in waving at people in the stands, I tend to drive into the stands.
Join us for a beer. Okay.
Try to stay off the wall.
Hey, tell us about the rodeo this year, buddy.
Oh, it's going to be great.
As it always is.
Yeah, we're celebrating our second year of being in the Pro Rodeo Hall of Fame.
Mm.
So we're excited about that. And we went last August and got inducted, but we knew about it last year at our rodeo.
Saw your jacket.
So we were, thanks. But we had a good time doing that. And this year we're going to step it up a notch and just keep moving forward. We'll have 4 days of rodeo again this year, 3 days of the Wrangler Million Dollar Silver Tour Rodeo, and then the Champions Challenge on Saturday again. That's our fifth year putting on the Champions Challenge.
I remember the first time that happened when, I mean, first of all, it's televised nationally. But the other thing is that it is the home that night for the best cowboys in the world.
Yeah, it's
right
like
here.
The 11th day of the National Finals Rodeo. They're all here.
They're here. And they're broken into teams.
Yeah.
And they, but the action is fast and furious. And it's just, you know what, the Reading Rodeo, for people that don't know this, I mean, you have thousands of people that come to visit. You know, hotels, restaurants, everything are just, you know, filled up with people. Great times.
The dates are May. Well, there's rodeo events all through the week, but May 20th is the challenge.
It's the Champions Challenge, yes.
Right. So, but we have the 18th, 19th, 20th, and actually Wednesday night too. So the beginning date for the rodeo, and let's talk about those tickets because you've got a whole new implementation on tickets at the box office.
Right. Our tickets were on sale the day after the rodeo last year. So we've been steadily selling tickets. So we're way ahead on ticket sales. You won't want to wait till the last minute this year or you won't get tickets. So Wednesday and Thursday are kind of our family days.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Friday and Saturday, they're always
the wild and crazy days.
Right.
The days crowded. You can stay out late and not have to worry about going to work in the morning.
Right. And the band.
We're bringing our Free Fire family on Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a box there, and we're going to fill it up with KCNR people and friends of KCNR.
Yeah, we'll be doing those ticket drawings.
We'll be out there with our whooping it up. During the all of us wearing hats and whipping it up, and Linda will be doing her wearing her her belt buckles.
And we love the mutton busting and all of the great things. But then we have Chicks and Chaps. It's coming up Friday. I understand that the woman who's from the national headquarters. Now remember, this just started. I think in Reading like 5-6 years ago. Mm-hmm. So it's done very very well. So we have Chicks and Chaps on Friday. Every night is something special. Every night is great. But we have to take a break. When we come back, Rick, we're going to talk about what the halftime show is. And
we don't have a break. We took an early break.
We took an early break. Oh, wow. So we've got them for
another 12 minutes. I know.
What am I doing? Watching a clock.
I'm just watching Jared's hair just went poof.
All right. So how about we get into more information about our brand new Miss Reading Rodeo. Welcome back. Okay. So just pretend we took a break. Welcome back to the show, Jackie.
Thank you.
And what was it like for you in preparing for becoming Miss Reading Rodeo?
I was starting to ride random horses under my coach, Stephanie Boyce, as far as horse goes. Since beginning of January. So I was being put on different types of reining horses, on pleasure horses, just to kind of get a feel for it. And then I was listening to my speech every night to memorize it. I was saying out loud while I was driving to work. Just lots and lots of preparation for me just getting my head into the game this year.
Yeah, it takes a lot of getting your head into the game.
Oh, yeah.
So how many appearances do you do throughout the year?
Throughout the year, right now, I have planned anywhere from 20 to 30, but more are going to keep popping up as the year goes on. Like, this wasn't on the books, but I'm here, and I'm excited.
You'll be back.
Oh, I'm planning on it.
In your arena gear.
Yeah.
All right, so, tell us about you in Reading, though. How long are you a Reading girl or a Shasta County girl?
I have been a Shasta County girl for my entire life. My dad grew up here. My mom moved up here when she was 18. So I grew up here. I've been a part of the association since 2007, 2008. And that year I was in the grandstands watching my mom do her thing with drill. And next thing I know, Josie Kelly, Miss Reading Rodeo 2014, 2017?
Somewhere around there.
It was early year. I don't remember.
That's all right.
Morning brain.
So we know. That's good. But
and
you,
I see
but
her
you know her name.
In. Yeah. I see her come in, and I'm like, oh, my gosh. I want to be that girl.
That's great.
It's been a lot, like, childhood, lifelong dream of mine to be Miss Reading Rodeo, and it's finally here. So I'm excited.
A lot of hands-on.
Oh,
a lot of riding, a lot of, I don't think people realize that you look beautiful in a hat and all your gear, but there's so much more to Miss Reading Rodeo than just being
pretty. Lots of hairspray.
You have
lots of riding skills.
Yep.
You also have to meet all the mounted United States Marine Corps mounted color guard.
Yep, and I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
So you and a bunch of other.
Yeah, I tell you what, so are they. Okay, you know, Rick, we always have something special at the rodeo. You know, so you, this year, you brought in something new.
Actually, Bennett Gooch is our rodeo chairman. He brought in the chuck wagon races. And it's a four-horse chuck wagon. Of course, the chuck wagons are kind of scaled down, but that just means they go faster. So, and there'll be two of them racing every night, a rodeo, and we have sponsors for the wagons. And we still have a couple sponsor spots available, too.
Well, explain to people what the chuck wagon is. You know, some people may think, a chuck wagon, it's like, Gabby Hayes. But it's not. And, explain to people what these chuck wagons are and how this race works.
It's like the Ferrari of the chuck wagon world. They're pretty scaled down, and they go fast.
They're racing.
Streamline.
They are a racing wagon, and I assume it's something that
they've
got people that ride. They have outriders with them.
I'm not sure if these guys have
outriders
or not.
Okay.
But it's not quite the chuck wagon race that you would see like at Calgary. I mean, we're not going to kill anybody.
And they do kill people regularly up there.
Yeah.
I mean, and
we witnessed that one time, and that was enough for me.
That was it. So they're going to be, but these are going to be your racing chuck wagons. They're going to be racing around the arena. It's going to be, and like you said, different businesses can sponsor a wagon on those races.
Right.
That's so cool.
It's going to be very exciting. He's still going to send me a sponsor packet that I don't have yet, so I don't have a lot of information, but it's cool.
I'm all excited about it because it's something different, and there's going to be speed, and if you're in the front rows, you're going to have dirt.
Oh, you're going
to. Oh, yeah, as they come screaming by you.
The rodeo is just a happening thing.
Oh,
I mean,
and
day after day after day, and it's fun to people watch, and it's a community, and our rodeo grounds are the coolest. I mean, over any other rodeo grounds I think I've ever seen in my life. And I mean, I grew up in the Pleasant Valley, Placerville area, so El Dorado Hills, and, you know, I've been to the Cody, Wyoming, and once in Colorado, and just far of the Colorado, not past the New York or anything like that. Cause, you know. But, I mean, it's just very, very just a great, it's charming, it's wonderful. You've never been to the rodeo, there isn't an excuse, right, Carl? It's just so much fun. Isn't.
And Rick told me.
It's reasonable.
Rick told me a couple of weeks ago, he says, did you know there's people that didn't know there's a rodeo here? And I'm just kind of like sitting here, and I'm thinking to myself, how can you not know that there's not a rodeo in Redding? And it's huge. I mean, what do you think they closed the streets down for? I mean, for these parades, what do you think that's for? You know, are people just, you know, but you said, oh, yeah.
I don't know. You run into people all the time. They go, Redding has a rodeo? And we're one of the top rodeos in the nation.
In the nation. Okay. Yeah. So here's the other great thing. When you're talking about the stands, there aren't any bad seats. But if you're down there on that front row, or even the second or third row, you are there. You are there. That horse is slobbering snot on you. That bull's coming up and giving you the eye. You're covered with dirt. You can get slapped in the face by a bull tail. I mean, this is what you're doing. I mean, no, you're not in danger, but you are right there for when it's happening.
Yeah, if everyone could just bring like a baggie full of sand and dump it in there before the show starts, because you're going to leave with one.
And you know, and you get in close like that, then you see our Jackie Scary come by, and she'll hold her hand out, and she'll slap your hand all the way around the front of the
kids. Yeah, go wild.
Now we're going to tell you where we sit.
Okay.
So that when you come by, we expect you to come by and slap our hands.
Okay, we'll do.
Well, if we get my favorite, if we get our favorite places, it's right where you all come out from drill.
Oh, okay.
The chute right there. Isn't that what it's called, Rick?
It's the outgate, yeah.
It's the called the what?
Outgate.
The outgate. Okay.
The alley.
One of them. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
So.
And I just love to watch the people come out. But it's just wonderful. We have such a great time. And we want to encourage everybody to get in there and get tickets. I think for the Chicks and Chaps, that's almost sold out. We are coming very close to getting that sold out.
What are Chicks and Chaps exactly?
Well, Chicks and Chaps is started with out of, oh, my gosh, in another state. And it was Montana. And it's for breast cancer awareness. So Tough Enough to Wear Pink, all of that happens on that Friday. And there's Chicks and Chaps is a wonderful event. I'm sure we'll see you there. And
yep,
we have
I'll
speakers and the gals get together. And that ticket that we buy that day that helps go towards a local breast cancer awareness for
people here
locally. Also gets you into Rodeo Flats that night. But it's just, you know, you learn so much, and it's a really good
You can win a cowboy.
But you can bid on a cowboy.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You can bid on a cowboy. Yeah, you can bid on the special. They make a special belt buckle every year for this.
Montana Silversmith. Yeah. But anyway, so everybody, you know, before you know it, May is right around the corner. So let's get your tickets. It is.
It's just a little bit over a month right now. And it's going to be rodeo day.
Right. Mm-hmm. All week.
Our tickets are on sale now. The box office is open from 9 till about 4, kind of informally right now, but you can go by there or call or get online.
Online, right. Get on your phone.
241-8559 or readingrodeo.com.
Just saying, get on your phone or your computer, go down there, buy your tickets, and now you can just come by and just, and if you got it set up, did you tell me? With the scanner, or is it going to be, or you can just pick up your tickets as you go through?
Yeah, if you're real good on a phone, you can pull into the rodeo grounds, order your tickets on your phone, and scan your phone as you walk through the gate.
There you go. See,
that's cool.
And there was a couple years ago, so many people showed up at one time. We had somewhat of a line out there, but no more. We've gotten into the electrical part of our world.
We've got ticket scanners and people to man them. And,
there you go.
So
it's going to be
hopefully
great.
We won't have no lines.
No lines. It'll just be fun.
And what are the prices for a family? Or is there a family pack? Or is it per person for the rodeo, like on a Thursday or a Friday night? Just a regular grandstand.
Wednesday, Thursdays.
I knew you was going to ask me something I didn't know.
Okay.
But I can tell you this. The
tickets for Wednesday are kids are free with the paying adult.
Oh, cool.
And all the all seats are general admission.
Okay.
On Wednesday and Thursday.
That's great.
And then we go to the reserve grandstand seating for Saturday or Friday and Saturday.
Right.
It's very reasonable. I just know it's always been real reasonable.
It's like $12.
I mean, it's a great night, and it starts earlier because for the kids to be back, you know, in so they can go to school the next day. So you know, it's a great family night. Starts early. Super. I mean, it's America. It's Americana. Rodeo is America, and and when we start getting the cowboys in here, they don't get paid, you know, whether they pay or if they play or not, because they don't, if they're not riding, they don't get paid. Right. So, and they are just, when you meet them and you listen to them, they are just the epitome of what you would like your kids to be when they grow up. Mm-hmm. Just like Jackie Scarry.
Jackie Scarry.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to see Miss Reading Rodeo out there as well. And we'll be seeing you before then. We want you to come in again before the rodeo for some last minute pickup tips on what we need, or if they're need more sales on a specific night, or exactly, you know, what the rundowns are, what down's going to be. So thank you for being with us this morning.
You're welcome.
All right.
And we'll have her on the trail ride, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, I'll be there.
Media ride. All right. We're going to be right back after these messages with
Nancy Sutton Pierce, owner of House of Yoga Conscious Living.
Another one of our show hosts.
Oh, and we've been saving this up so we could get a whole hour with her in the next 8 o'clock hour.
All right. We'll be right back after the news. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460, Shasta, Redding.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Trying to interfere with the country's nuclear program, he says the testing will continue whenever they want.
As for the nuclear test, it's something that our Supreme Headquarters decides.
That is North Korean Vice Foreign Minister Han Sung-rol speaking today through an interpreter. In Afghanistan, officials say 36 ISIS fighters were killed in the U.S. attack on a tunnel complex in a remote eastern part of the country. Even though a very large bomb was used, the largest in the U.S. arsenal that is not nuclear, General John Nicholson, who heads up the effort in Afghanistan for the United States, says they're very careful when using such bombs.
I want to assure the people of Afghanistan that our forces take every possible precaution to prevent civilian casualties.
In fact, this was the largest non-nuclear weapon ever used in combat by the U.S. military, and Afghan officials do confirm there were no civilian casualties. Good news, tax procrastinators. The IRS is giving you a couple extra days to finish your taxes this year, as Linda Kenyon reports.
The usual deadline is April 15th, but since that day falls on a Saturday this year, the deadline has been extended. Normally, the deadline would be pushed back to a Monday, but Monday this year is Emancipation Day in Washington, D.C., and it is a holiday. So the deadline has been extended to Tuesday, not just in D.C., but in all of the states that usually have an April 15th deadline.
That's correspondent Linda Kenyon. United Airlines and the city of Chicago may both find themselves the target of lawsuits by the man who was dragged off a United plane in Chicago last week after refusing to give up his seat. That's the indication from a lawyer for the man, Dr. David Dow. The city employs the officers who were seen on cell phone video pulling Dow out of his seat and dragging him off the flight. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey guys, with spring here, are you interested in trimming up and losing a few pounds? Or want to feel more energy through the day? Better yet, do you want to get paid to do something about it? If so, Progene is sponsoring a national study in the benefits of increased testosterone levels and its effect on your energy, metabolism, and performance. Go to progene65.com to see if you qualify. It's an easy program you can do from home. The tests are painless and confidential, and everything is shipped discreetly to you. Progene is a doctor-recommended natural formula with clinically proven testosterone precursors. Progene is available nationwide at GNC and other retailers, but this program is not available in stores. Program participants have already reported more energy, stamina, and faster recovery. So if you want to make a difference in your life and find out your levels for free, then go to progene65.com now to participate. That's the word pro, G-E-N-E, 65.com. progene65.com. Enroll today before this study is closed at progene65.com.
The world's largest pork producer is entering the business of trying to grow skin and organs for humans.
Virginia's Smithfield Foods says that its new division is called Smithfield Bioscience. The company already sells its byproducts to firms that produce medicines and supplements. For instance, some of the drugs treat indigestion, thyroid conditions, and blood clots. Smithfield's new division is also among a group of organizations that's figuring out ways to replace tissue for injured soldiers. The public-private initiative is partly funded by the Department of Defense.
That is correspondent Keith Peters reporting. Wisconsin's annual Easter egg hunt has been canceled. Governor Scott Walker nixed the annual event over concerns about safety as authorities search for a fugitive who is suspected of robbing a gun store in southern Wisconsin and sending an anti-government manifesto to the White House with threatening remarks. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com. Opponents of the death penalty are hoping for a big turnout today to protest the state's plan to put seven inmates to death by the end of the month. So far, outrage has mostly been expressed on social media. A few dozen people have kept a vigil outside of Republican Governor Asa Hutchinson's mansion for weeks. Otherwise, opposition has been small. Some past and present University of Michigan mechanical engineers students have unveiled a 1,500-pound tribute to one of the all-time great brain teasers, the Rubik's Cube. Ryan Coons, a mechanical engineering student.
With a normal Rubik's Cube, there's a lot of muscle memory, and you can move really quickly because it's small friction and you have a lot of force. For this cube, every move is deliberate, so you have to grab onto a face and rotate it completely and then remember what you just did instead of doing a series of algorithms.
The oversized Rubik's Cube was unveiled yesterday at the university's campus in Ann Arbor. More on these stories from townhall.com.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Here we are at Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460, the magnificent, gosh, almost opulent studios of KCNR 1460, located in the downtown's heart of downtown Reading, 1326
opulent.
Market Street, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and it is 7.5 minutes here on April the 14th, the day before tax day.
Currently 39 degrees in the downtown studios, mostly sunny today with our highs of 64 and our lows of 43. Tomorrow calls for mostly sunny, hallelujah, with our highs of 71. Saturday night calls for mostly cloudy with our lows of 48. Now Sunday we have about 70% chance of rain with our highs of 62, and Sunday night calls for about a 50% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with our lows of around 47. Monday, some folks are heading out of town, 50% chance of showers with our cloudy skies with a high near 64, and rain on Monday night with our lows of around 49. That's our 3 or 4 day forecast here. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
This segment brought to you by B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number. Call our local one at 241-3474. 241-DISH. It's a local veteran-owned business that's going to give you the best deals that you're going to find. When you have a problem, You don't call that. You know, if you call your local number and Doug Tooley, his guys come over, they fix it. Even Doug, you might even see Doug out there sometimes helping out. But it's local, stay local. Don't call that 800 number. Call 241-DISH.
We're so excited this morning, and it's been a very, very long time since we've had this guest on our morning show, but you'll hear her every Saturday at 11. It's the Conscious Living Show, and with us this morning is Dr. Nancy Sutton-Pierce. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm so happy to be here in this opulent studio
of yours. So happy to have you.
It's almost feel hedonistic being here.
It does.
In this studio. Now, Nancy, you're our second one, show or our host of a weekend show that we've had on. We're going to have all of them on, but I can't think of a better way to start Friday or end the week but with Nancy Sutton-Pierce.
Well, hello.
Hello. Get your phones out. Hello. You're going to call with either questions or you're going to be extremely antagonized. So one of the two.
Let's talk a little bit about...
What, you think I stir it up, Carl?
Yeah, yes, you do. Absolutely, you do. And you've always pushed the envelope.
Always.
And a couple times I've had to say, Nancy, I'm not really sure. That might be okay in a private class to talk, but I'm not sure on our airwaves right now. But anyway, and that's good because, you know, you have... created a safe place for everyone to gather information. You have several websites and let's talk about the House of Yoga first of all. Okay. That you'd come into becoming a yoga therapist, but via being a nurse for 25 years.
Yep, I've been a nurse for a long time. So, and I was a health educator. I did the hospital nursing for a very short time. I couldn't find a shift that I liked. They were all either too early or too late. So I went into outpatient care. And actually, I was the nursing supervisor at Everyday Healthcare years back. And then I met my now husband, Mark Pierce, and we started the Outpatient Diabetes Education Center, the only freestanding outpatient diabetes center really in the North State at the time. And we were really mavericks. We did something that nobody else had done, and that is create an outpatient clinic where people could come and be educated, learn about how to manage their health in a teaching setting. Our first center, we had a kitchen. We did cooking classes. We really took it all under our wings. So it's been an interesting journey going from that into yoga and beyond.
All right. So then how did you go from nursing into yoga and then open a yoga studio?
Well, I was studying yoga. I was a student and fell in love with it. My two daughters actually dragged me into a class. They were preteens, dragged me into a class, and I was humbled beyond belief, couldn't touch my toes or straighten my knee. And my little Gumby daughters were, giggling at me the whole time. But at the end of the class, I got to have a nap. I really like that.
I like any type of exercise that has, at the end of it, you get to nap.
Yeah, it was good.
Know, and you kind of lay there, and people are saying nice things to you.
Yes.
And you get to cover yourself up with a little blanket.
Yes.
And you go to sleep. I think, oh, this is great.
I know. I was
that
just
stuff in between, I don't like, but this is great.
It was worth it. It was worth it. And so I kept going back, and I just absolutely fell in love with it. And after about 3 months, I noticed that the back pain that I had had was gone. And it wasn't why I went, but it was just kind of a consequence that I hadn't foreseen. So I kept going. And then I started incorporating what I was learning in yoga with my patients, because I had my own diabetes center practice. And so I was incorporating that. And after, when I closed my diabetes practice, my youngest daughter's last year of high school, to be home with her, when she had took off for college, I started getting a little panicky. What do I do? What am I going to do? And so one thing led to another, and I ended up opening a yoga studio only to learn. I hired teachers. I had no intention of teaching. I just wanted a really cool place where I could study yoga, 4 times a day or whatever I wanted and just run the business. Well, that didn't last long. I became a teacher. So, and I've been teaching since, and we're going to be celebrating our 17th anniversary
in
October.
Wow, that just blows my mind.
Yeah.
Hey, let's take a quick break here.
An early break.
But we're talking to Dr. Nancy Sutton-Pierce, who is was nursing and was in that, and then got into yoga. Not planning on becoming an instructor, but is now one of the premier instructors in the whole area. And we're going to come back about where she's progressed since then, and why she has a show, and that's just a part of her life. And when you hear all the things that are going on, but also her philosophy on life, on health, and love in this, it's fascinating. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club on the corner of Eureka and Court Street. Great place to go to. The only indoor saltwater pool you're going to find. They have Bohem Spa. May I say that? Bohem Spa. Which
yes.
Is the, you know, that's part. That can be part of your membership, is that. And trust me, good workout, take a shower, go over there and get a facial.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's
or
me.
Massage
that's
or
me.
Manicure, pedicure, and
got it all.
Home of Aveda products, which I love.
But the big thing is being able to work out at a great club that's clean, it's got all the equipment, everything there. It's got super people to talk to and to help you there. And it's Wellgate Sports Club. You're not going to find a better place anywhere in Northern California to work out and to truly have a good physical program. In health program there. Give them a call, 768-1205, or just stop by there and just say, hey, Carl and Linda sent you down, and you get a free trip through there. Okay? Hey, we'll be right back with Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce. It's 8:15 here on the 14th of April. It's 39 degrees going up to 63 today. We'll be right back.
You've heard B&T Satellite say, don't call the 800 number. Here's why. Summer's on its way, guys, and at B&T Satellite, they make TV easy for your boat, your RV, or even your treehouse. They're not a corporate call center. They actually listen to you, their cherished customers. Call 241-3474. Don't put up with a convoluted process that consists solely of sitting on hold. At B&T Satellite, business is done with your needs in mind. Listen to some happy customers as written on Yelp. Bonnie K writes,
this year we traded in our travel trailer for a larger one and wanted the trailer set up so we could use our satellite. After we picked up our new travel trailer and got it home, we could not use the satellite. Try as we might, it never worked. We called B&T Satellite and Doug to the rescue. What a great guy. It works like a charm, and he gave Bud and I another tutorial on how to operate it. We are technologically challenged, so we are happy and consider Doug a true friend. If you need help, he's your man.
Stephen P. writes,
these guys are the best. If you're thinking of getting satellite in NorCal, Dish. Call these guys. I worked with Doug, and I felt like I had a new friend when it was all said and done. Let them make TV easy for you. Call 241-3474 or on the web at btsatellite.com.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Janet with Pirate Secret Essential Oils. Our essential oil, Dathif, has helped ease or eliminate the itch and pain of mosquito bites, bee stings, fungal infections, athlete's foot, cold sores, canker sores, cuts and abrasions, tattoos, smelly shoes, acne, skin rashes, shaving bumps, beard dandruff, and helps defend against cold and flu symptoms. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico, Arcata, and Weed. For more information, visit us at PirateSecret.com.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Baby,
Yeah, welcome back to KCNR 1460 on this beautiful Friday here on KCNR 1460. Currently 39 degrees. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at Hilltop Drive, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. All right, 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's Four Winds Jewelry. Our guest this morning is Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce. And, you know, we had a question in the chat room, which we always encourage as we continue with our program this morning. Get on to KCNR1460.com and go into live chat, click it on, and you can go in and interact with asking questions amongst yourselves or for the guest if you don't want to call in. And one that particularly came to our attention was something that we'd like to address, or Nancy would like to address. And what was that question, Carl?
A hot box yoga class based on Bikram?
Yeah, Bikram.
Bikram.
In the world of yoga, there's a lot of different philosophies, but my study is under the classic teachings of Hatha Yoga and Ayurveda, which is the sister science to yoga. And the science shows us that when you sweat profusely and you deprive yourself of hydration, that you create such an extreme electrolyte imbalance in your body that you can actually have a heart attack. So if you have an underlying heart condition, it will be revealed with an MI during a class. And this has happened over and over again in classes around the country. It's a fad to sweat. People think that sweating is actually a sign of good workout, when actually it's a sign of stress. The body only sweats when it's trying to rebalance you. That's a defense mechanism because you're overheating from the inside. The body sweats to create a cooling blanket for your body so that you don't overheat your organs and your brain. So it's not a healthy sign to sweat profusely in a class. It's a sign that your body is stressed. So we don't support that style of yoga because we've actually seen people hurt themselves more than it's helped them. Now, people leave feeling euphoric and awesome, but they're tortured during the class. But that part of that euphoria is that electrolyte imbalance. And they'll say, well, I can lose so much weight. Well, you've just dehydrated your body. If you put a fruit in a dehydrator, it's going to lose weight because it loses its water. As soon as you rehydrate, the weight comes right back on because it's not real body fat loss.
But it is still there. They are burning calories too, though.
Some, like you would at any yoga class, from movement, muscle movement. And it's the same 26 poses, the same way every time. And in my style of teaching, I teach to the student that's in my presence. So every class I teach is tailored to the individuals that are in the class. And I'm a yoga therapist, so I take it to the next level and make it a therapeutic class based on what that student needs for their body.
Okay. And speaking of that, several years ago, and you have a special place in your heart for veterans, and you attended a school that many of the military organizations sent people to. Mm-hmm. And it was on a form of yoga therapy, and that helped, that was proven to help veterans with post-traumatic stress.
Absolutely.
Can you talk about that a little bit?
I'd love to. Dr. Richard Miller, who is a clinical psychologist and a yoga master in Sebastopol, has created this system of teaching to de-stress the human mind body. And it's based on ancient teaching of yoga nidra, it's called, which is translated means deep yogic sleep. But it's not, you're not going to sleep, you're going into a deep rest. So they call it eye rest. And it actually is used in the military hospitals. You have to remind me which of the Army hospital is where all the veterans come through when they're coming back from overseas. Kind of to decompress and I'll think
Reed.
Of it. Reed.
Yeah.
Yes. Walter Reed. Yes. So that was where they first did the pilot study. And they found this system of integrative restoration to be an incredible tool in helping people get through that post-traumatic stress from whatever whatever post-traumatic stress.
This doesn't just mean combat. This could be a car wreck. It could be an assault. It could be a death in the family. It could be, you know, so many things cause post-traumatic stress. And I hope and I think America and our listeners know that it's not just combat. They're tying it into combat. But one of the things that we never measure, we measure so much when you come into the service, but we don't measure your level of post-traumatic stress already. That when you come in, you know, if a young lady comes in who's has been sexually assaulted, or a young man that comes in that was involved in a horrible car wreck, that things happened. We don't measure that to see at what level they are already.
Right.
And then whatever, sometimes when you're in combat and see these other things, it exasperates, of course. But this what you have, and I've taken a class in this. I've taken one of your classes. And the idea is that you go down into a deep meditation.
A guided meditation
that just kind of like relaxes your, you know, relaxes you, and that totally you totally kind of like zone out.
There's a couple of levels that you can do with IRES. One is you can do a group class, which is really a decompression, and you're being guided the whole time by the teacher. The other, which is actually more profound, is to do a one-on-one practice where you just you and the teacher, and the teacher guides you through, but you talk to them. So you're sharing what you're seeing, feeling, experiencing with the teacher, and the teacher's helping you put that into perspective. So it's for people that can't be, like, I have a lot of people with PTSD who can't be in a room with a lot of people. They get very uncomfortable. You know, the PTSD exasperates during that time. So there are different ways. And there is a psychologist here in Reading who is a master trained integrative restoration therapist as well. So she's phenomenal. I can, you know, if people want to find out more about her, I can connect them.
Okay.
All right, so let's talk about some of the classes and what this last year has represented for you, because I know that you have branched out. You got your doctorate.
Mm-hmm.
And for some people listening, when we think of Dr. Ruth, you know, Dr. Ruth was a kind of a popular, kind of an iconic figure of the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
What was her degree in?
She has a doctorate in human sexuality, like I do. Actually, just met her a few weeks ago.
Okay, did you?
And yeah. She's still alive.
She is, and she's so tiny. Oh my God, she's like a little mini person.
And why do you think that? Since she has retired or moved on, well, obviously you met her.
She hasn't retired. No.
Okay, so why was it popular in the 70s, and we don't see a lot of that now?
Well,
we're seeing you now.
Because of the our government administration that shifted in the 70s and 80s and started making sex education, they took sex education out and said it was abstinence-only education. And so we lost funding for all comprehensive sex education in our schools and in our colleges. And so the movement became more about just say no. And instead of empowering through knowledge and education. However, there are a lot of us still out there doing the work and teaching, writing books, having blogs, doing radio shows, doing TV shows. So it's still prevalent, but we need more of what I do in the schools to start with the kids when they're little, so that when they grow up, they don't have to come see me because they have issues.
Okay.
I thought they taught sex education in schools.
It's not mandatory.
Really?
Yeah. And my son's school that he teaches in Southern California, the school opted out.
Okay.
They opted out not to teach it.
I'll be darned.
Well, so you know, here what you they're are, doing like, is, but what at 11 and 12, again, like you were saying, like we just had guests on earlier, and I was thinking about, you know, when that tween, mm-hmm. like becoming from the little girl and little boy into – feeling what's going on with your body. It's important to kind of even know the scientific parts of what's going on with your body.
I think most schools still teach the health portion.
Yeah.
Like this is you're a girl, you're going to have a period, you know. But they don't connect it to sexuality at all or sexual maturity or urges or thoughts.
I think what happens is that they're relying on the family.
That's a big mistake.
Well, not in all cases.
Yeah.
Not in all cases.
Right.
But there, you know, but you're, there is. But I think that was the thing was, okay, health-wise we can do this. But once you start getting into that, it just made people, maybe for a variety of reasons, it just made them uncomfortable. Things that were being taught in school did not coalesce with what was going, you know, what being, was believed at home. I think that was the reason, whether it was right or wrong. It was people said, I want to have more of a say in what my child's learning about sexuality.
Well, I would love to teach parents sex education.
Well, I think that's great.
Yeah.
Because they know their kids better than a teacher's going to know their kids. Well, right. I'm not sure about that. But they're going to know more about their children than they should.
Yeah.
And when you're 10 years old, you know, and a teacher or they bring in a teacher to talk about sexuality, you know, I'm not real happy about that because I'd like to know exactly what's being taught. You know, and then instead of the child coming home and asking me a question, it's like, excuse me?
Well, you know. I think with the total curriculum of your children, whether it's math, English, or
anything.
Sex ed, you should know what's going on, what your kids are being
but
taught.
But I wholeheartedly agree that there ought to be classes offered for parents on sexuality. What do you tell your kids?
Yeah, I'm willing.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know what? A veteran-owned business that guarantees his work. He's been in the business for well over 20 years. Jeff Wurst, what a great guy. He guarantees his work forever. So whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, he can fix it and leave it so you can barely see it. He fixed a 12-inch crack in my windshield, 9 years ago now? And you can't see it. He's such a great guy and a great business. 3208 South Market Street or give him a call at 241-8373 for appointments today. We'll be right back with Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
And guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The Shasta County Grand Jury is now accepting applications. The Grand Jury investigates to help ensure transparency and accountability among local governments, officials, and agencies. The Shasta County Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities around. Applications are now being accepted. To apply and get details, go to ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
If you don't ask the tough questions, who will? Apply now. You can go
your own way. Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 41 degrees in the downtown studios here. And this portion of the show is brought to you by
Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. I'm going down there this morning, going down and get every one of my hair cut. And every one, not just one, but all of them. And they charge the same, whether it's one or all of them. Mm-hmm. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Like I said, man's last stronghold. It's off. It's Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Look for the red truck with the KCNR on it.
I think it'd be interesting for us to address, because, you know, that's the whole thing, is that we like to, we have special guests on, and then we have Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce that's on with us this morning. And in our prior 30 minutes, we were talking about a question that came in the chat pack, and that you answered it from a scientific
professional opinion. Yes.
Professional opinion.
Right.
And the response, it's interesting how people, and this is, it's human nature, mm-hmm. our filters hear things that, like, you were not attacking it. That's just your belief from the science,
my science and experience.
And experience.
Yeah. I think, you know, whenever we hear something that we disagree with, we're going to think that it's a put down to what we believe. And I certainly did not intend for that. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people that love Bikram and love hot yoga. They've not had any problems with it. That's fine. But all I know is that usually they're younger and healthy. If you're young and fit and healthy, you're probably going to be fine with that. Your body's more forgiving. But as you get older, I've known a lot of people in their 40s and 50s who had unknowing underlying heart conditions. And they went into classes and they got in trouble. And so people have to understand that there is a science of yoga. It's 6,000 years old. We've been studying this. Bikram is 30 years old. I mean, Bikram, it's a man that came here and started this idea. He wears a Rolex and drives, he's not what your typical yogi from India.
But as you just said, is that you weren't degrading it. You were just saying is, hey, look,
right.
You know, some people use it. It's great. You know, you're just from your experiences that, just be careful with
right.
it. And he doesn't, it just because it's not the traditional. But
right.
it's also, it's something, you know, that this is just, you know, this is a yogi master's opinion.
Right.
And just to be aware of it.
Yeah.
Not to denigrate it. And if it works for you, go for it.
And you studied
I support anything, yeah.
Right.
In the Iyengar system primarily. And then with my primary teacher who I spent 2 years studying with for yoga therapy was Mukunda Stiles. And he studied under Iyengar. He also studied under Patabi Joyce and Krishnamacharya, which are like the top lineage of our time. So those are the classical hatha yoga teachers, Bikram is new and he's more U.S. based. So it's just a different style, different philosophy. And I just caution people, especially mm-hmm. if you have any health problems that you want to. If you have a hip problem, you wouldn't go to that class. You'd come to a therapist. So
right.
it doesn't. You know, you really have to know what your body needs.
We have a tendency, I think, is it American? Like, you know, we're going to get in there. It's like how many people hurt themselves when they go to the gym. I'm going back mm-hmm. to the gym because we still think we're 20 and that we can do the long jump.
Right.
But
that's
our body's
that's
like,
why I'm in physical therapy right now.
Yeah.
Okay. The today,
and that's the truth.
Today at 11 o'clock.
Well, and we also want to get that month's worth of exercise in an hour.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I can't understand it. I've been here an hour and I haven't lost 10 pounds.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you went from... You've done a lot of things in your life. So now you progressed from the yoga.
Mm-hmm.
to taking classes in human sexuality?
Right.
Was there an in-between there someplace? Or, well, you know, it just kind of like because of everything that you were doing and finding and yoga put you in such touch with your body?
I think it's the thread of my career, it kind of baffles me too. But when you look at health and education and at diabetes work, I worked a lot in that field with people in sexuality. 50% of men with diabetes have sexual dysfunction. And women have sexual dysfunction that really isn't talked about. So I was dealing with sexuality from a very early time. I was an OB nurse. So that's always been a very easy topic for me because it's just part of the human condition. So moving from that into yoga and being a yoga therapist and seeing where people's struggle is, and I deal a lot with people with depression, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue, all of these diagnoses, that kind of, when you start really getting down into it with them, their sense of self, their sense of sensuality and being in touch with themselves, pleasure, they deny themselves pleasure because of fear. And if you shut off that part of your being in the yoga world, that's cutting off one or two of your chakras, which everything else from that point will go out of kilter. So I started looking at sexuality from the yoga perspective. And then that led me to start writing a column called As You Desire. And that opened me up to other sexual content. And so one thing led to another. And I met my mentor, Dr. Ava Cadell, who's a clinical sexologist in LA. And she, because of my background and my ease of with the conversation, she said, you need to go get your doctorate because you are what we need out there, talking to people, making it a comfortable topic for anybody to address.
Okay, we're here with Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and we have a caller. Roberta.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
You're on.
my daughter's family are extremely athletic. And my grandson is now in his middle 40s, or my son-in-law is in his middle 40s, and he is a very strong individual. And he just kind of laughed at my daughter for a while about doing yoga, and one day she encouraged him to join her. And he liked it okay, so he kept doing it. Now he realizes how important it has been in his athletic life. Mm-hmm. And that whole family does the Spartan race now, even my daughter, and she's getting towards middle 40s too. And they never have injuries. It's just been wonderful. So I encourage men out there, don't laugh at your wife for doing yoga, but join her.
You know, hey, what's interesting,
thanks,
Roberta, is that men... up until about 50, 60 years ago in India, women weren't allowed to do yoga. It was only for men. So we think here in the U.S. that it's a woman's thing. And it was designed for men so that men could stay healthy to take care of their families for the rest, for a longevity. And so it's very interesting.
That is interesting.
The twist.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things too, after, you know, when you're doing physical therapy, is that they encourage yoga.
Right.
After, you know, after you've worked out and all the things they make you do there, but they say, you know, yoga and the stretching and this, and so, you know, we'll be once again coming down to see Nancy at House of Yoga, and you've always invited me down there, and I've come down there, and I've done, you know, I've managed to last two or three sessions, and then something in my life goes on.
But it seems like every month in Scientific America or the New England Journal of Medicine or the journals that my husband believes in, there's something about mindfulness now.
Mm-hmm.
And the science of the mind is really catching on, and we're starting to understand a lot more about how the mind controls our biology.
Well, going back to biology, so you met your mentor who said, you need to go to our university here, mm-hmm, and to get your doctorate. So why don't we do this? You want to go take a – let's do an early break.
Early break. Roberta, thanks for your call. And let's do an early break so we can have a big old chunk when we come back, okay?
Okay.
Our guest is Dr. Nancy Sutton-Pierce, and we are taking your calls, or go to kcnr1460.com and join the chat pack if you have a question that you'd like to pose for Nancy. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Yes, it's that time of year that you want to have your air conditioned, docs, or your filters cleaned, and get on the list for Alliance Heating and Air. They're going to come out and give you great service. Or go to homecomfort.org. We'll be right back after these messages here on KCNR 1460.
It's raining diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Find diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com, or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hey, high school sophomores, juniors, and seniors. It's been a long year, and graduation is just around the corner. After all that hard work, a nice summer break is well-deserved. But wait, did you know that by taking a few classes at Shasta College this summer, you can get a jump start on your college education? Shasta College has more for you. More classes so you can graduate faster. More programs so you can choose your perfect career path. More flexibility to work around your busy life schedule. And more ways to graduate and transfer than ever before. Summer enrollment is happening now, and we've made it easier than ever for you to register. Call 242-7650 to get started and get a jump on your future career with summer classes at Shasta College. The world is full of endless possibilities, and Shasta College is here to help you begin your dream and secure your future. It's your life, your path, and your college. We just help you bring it all together. Get your jump start at Shasta College. Register today at 242-7650.
The 23rd Annual Banquet for the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International will be conducted May 13th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is the premier organization that protects hunters' rights and promotes wildlife conservation worldwide. Join us for a night of great food and fantastic auctions. Auctions will include African hunting safaris, Argentinian dove hunts, elk, bear, and buffalo hunts. Special drawings for youth and ladies for gear and guns. For tickets, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075.
Just a small town girl
living in a lonely world.
You know, I can cover that song.
Okay. Gonna bay at the moon, buddy.
Welcome back
to KCNR. Yes, this is 1460 AM on your dial. It's currently 41 degrees. And this portion of the show is brought to you by...
She lets me talk about guns. Bastiani Arms. John and Sarah Bastiani. Greatest store in town for buying guns. This is where we buy our guns. Why? Customer service. Great knowledge of everybody that works there. All the accessories, all the ammo you could possibly want. Concealed carry classes there by Seth Stokes. You're not going to find a better place in town to buy your guns and all the accessories and ammo that goes with it. Give them a chance to meet or beat those big box store prices. They can do it. And veterans, you get a good discount at Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, Bastiani Arms. We're here with Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, and we've gotten to the point where she was approached by another doctor, says, and listened to her speak and said, you know, you need to go to the university here. And it's, and I frankly had, you know, didn't know it, but that you went to the university down in San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell us about that.
Well, it's a program that takes you through, it's a specialty doctorate. So it's everything about human sexuality. It's from the psychology to the sociology to the belief models to the actual biological function, dysfunction, morals, judgments, compassion, disability in sexuality, children in sexuality. A lot of the sexologists that have graduated through the Institute have gone on to be great authors, television show hosts, professionals in court cases for molestation or child abuse or any kind of sexual related crime. So there is a huge need for this because, as we know, human sexuality affects every aspect of life. From, you know, it is why we're here. We're all here because of sex. But it's much more than that. My granddaughter actually asked me recently, Nana, what is a sexologist? And so I said to her, it's somebody that helps people understand how sexuality is affecting their lives and how their lives might be affecting their sexuality. Because we all have the right to a healthy, happy sex life. And so if
right on.
Yeah. So if that's not happening, that can interfere. I see a lot of women with depression, and a lot of the times it's because they've lost their sex drive. They've lost, and when we lose sex drive, sex energy is life energy. They lose their creative energy. They lose their zest for life, and that creates depression. So when you can start to see it from a holistic perspective, that's why I refer to myself as a holistic sexologist, because I bring in all aspects of what's going on in the relationships that are struggling.
Now, and it's just not Americans.
No.
You've traveled to, may I?
Yes,
you've traveled to
please.
China several times.
Right.
And where the Chinese, groups of different Chinese organizations have brought you over to speak to the women in
right.
China,
in
which I can just imagine how different that must have been.
Oh, incredibly so. My first trip over there, I had a group of about 400 women in this huge conference room. And in China, they
did. Did that surprise you to have that many in there?
Oh, my God, yes.
You thought, oh, this is going to be smaller groups?
Yes. Well, I thought it would be like little intimate talk groups, you know. And so I walk, and it's this massive ballroom at this huge hotel, and they do it like Hollywood style. I mean, lights, camera, action. The banners, I walked in and there was a life-size silk banner of me. It was a little surreal, let me just say. Purple, instead of a red carpet, they had a purple carpet with all the paparazzi. I mean, it was like I was in a movie,
yeah.
Right.
Okay.
But teaching women about sexuality, about their body, about their rights, their human rights.
Wow.
In a communist country is a very interesting experience, and doing all of this through a translator.
Now, when you go there, what organization brought you over there?
It's called Dr. Eros Group.
Wait a minute, let me fix that.
Oh, it needs Viagra.
Do you believe in the blue pill?
Well, the mic needs it. It just fell down.
All right. So, Jared, yeah. Where are you when the mic's falling down?
He's over there. Okay. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Dr. Eros Group in China. And it's a group that puts on sex education conferences for women. And one of my first questions was, well, why aren't we doing this for the men? And I actually met some men there that I had a chance to talk to, and their reasoning was because men won't gather like women will. Women will take 3 days and go to this conference and stay in this hotel out in this, you know, whatever part of China. I was in three different parts, and they want to learn. They want to know this.
Okay, now we've only got, you know, like 8 minutes left here.
Okay.
So one of the things you found was that there was a kind of a lack of affection or a physical cuddling and that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. They don't touch. They don't hug. They don't kiss. They don't look at each other in the eye. Their sexy time is about 2 minutes long. And so nobody's really having a good time.
What do they do for the other minute and 30 seconds?
Now, were you able, was anybody, you know, I mean, okay, here's the thing. So the women go and they all, maybe they have that awakening.
Mm-hmm.
I could have this. So then how many like separations and divorces happen after they get home and go, because their husband is not even close to even, or their partner is not even close to even awakening to the possibilities of what life could be like. So that's got to be hard right there.
Actually, fewer get divorced. Because we give them skills to go home with,
mm-hmm.
and their husbands are very happy with their skills.
Okay.
So we actually load up their toolkit with all kinds of things.
Cuddling and all those kind of things, among other.
Yeah.
So that they can reach out.
How to actually embrace. I mean, I actually bring somebody that teaches them how to hug. I hug them and teach them how to embrace. They get a different sense about their own body and their sexiness. They don't feel very sexy, and so we teach them how to embrace the sex goddess within them.
It's not just the Chinese. I think the Japanese are also the Japanese population. They're having a really tough time, and I mean their birth rate has dropped dramatically. That a lot of them have even given up trying to be married. But mm-hmm. China. For a long time now, their birth rate is dropped mm-hmm. dramatically, and they're trying to find women for their men.
Right,
so,
because they were doing the cleansing.
Let's just say it. They were killing girl babies.
Right, right.
And so they could, because men were more important in their society. But now they've found.
Now they're lonely.
Oh my gosh.
Now they're like, yeah, where are the women?
Now there's no women.
Right, and in 30 years, there's not going to be any people. I mean, they'll disappear. So it's very interesting.
They're going to have to import wives in.
So yeah. What part of America would you say those feelings back, would you think that you've learned in some of your travels and your studies, maybe parts of America that are closed down?
I think the whole middle part.
The whole middle.
I mean, the periphery of the United States is kind of interesting. The cities in the states on the peripheral aspects of the U.S. seem to be more open and more just curious. And the closer you get to the middle, I think a lot of it has to do with religion. It's people are less curious or they're very underground. I have connections to a huge underground of BDSM, swinging, all kinds of things that are in India, in China, in the US, in Europe, in places where it's not necessarily okay to talk about. There's a big underground community that is craving information.
That's because if it's open, they'll be punished for it.
Right.
In one way or the other.
Right.
Okay, I mean, this type of thing, this openness and sexuality in a communist country, in a repressed country like that, is a threat. I'm sure at a certain level, but they also need, as you found out when you walk in, and there's 400 women standing
right.
there, and it's an extravaganza. That okay, obviously they've reached a point. Now you imported a guy mm-hmm. with you last time just to hug.
Right, right. Yes.
How do you get that job? And how do you apply for this job?
Well, the interview process was fascinating.
Come on. You've hugged me a lot. I'm a good hugger.
You're a good hugger.
Yeah, and I won't be a threat. You know?
Well, and I want to real quickly kind of bring this topic back to what I'm doing, because it's everything I do comes down to the same premise, and that is we all have the right to live our authentic life. And we have the right to create designer relationships with ourselves, with our friends, with our lovers, and whomever we're engaged with on any level. We get to design that. We need to forego a lot of these myths and guidelines that have forbidden us from really knowing who we are. And that's why many people are unhappy and frustrated. So in my yoga, and yoga has taught me that through the yoga journey, I have discovered my authentic self, my purpose for being here, what I'm passionate about, and I am shameless about it. I'm guilt-free. I'm shameless. I'm just out there doing my work from my heart. There's no other driving force for me. And so if I can impart that on any of my clients, any of my students, just to know what their heart's saying and listen to that and go with that.
And Tuesday night, you're starting a new class.
Yes.
I'll be part of that. But yes. So let's share with our listeners. You have a few places, still spaces open. We have
it's
one minute.
It's a 4-week series. It's called In the Thighs of the Beholder. And it's about strengthening the legs and the foundation of our lives. So it's a great starting point to get into the spring and summer. And it's anybody can come. It's on Tuesday and Thursday nights, 5:30 to 6:30, House of Yoga. So go to consciouslivingyoga.com, go to nancysuttonpierce.com, or drnsp.com. Those are my websites. If you get it,
DRMSP.
NSP as in
NSP,
Nancy
like
Sutton Pierce.
Dr. Nancy
right.
Sutton Pierce.
Yeah, drnsp.com. Okay. That's my new website.
That's right. And then, or tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
Yes, tomorrow at 11 o'clock, I'll be here.
There you
Conscious
go.
Living Show.
Now, everybody, I want you to have a great weekend. This is Good Friday. Of course, Easter is Sunday. I hope you have a very joyful time and a time that maybe you can reaffirm your faith. On Monday, we have Holly Hochstra. We're going to get Holly on Monday talking about from Holly's Bail Bonds about talking about this new bail bond law that can have a severe impact on us. Everybody have a great weekend, and we'll be back
on
Monday.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground.
Community Talk Radio for the North State is KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A fugitive accused of stealing numerous weapons from a Wisconsin gun store and sending an anti-government manifesto to the White House is under arrest after 9 days on the run. Joseph Jacobowski, apprehended today in Vernon County, Wisconsin, about 125 miles from his hometown of Janesville. Janesville Police Chief David Moore said this was a rather unusual manhunt.
Many times with mass casualty events, we have the mass casualty event first. People are harmed, people are killed, and then it is after that that we have this lengthy investigation to see what led up to it.
The Rock County Sheriff's Office